Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my review of Moulin Rouge, even though I'm 20 years late, Corey's latest obsession with the show Pig Royalty, and whether or not the show must go on with music festivals like EDC. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. We're gonna start in 5, 4, 3, 2. Wah!
So I was gonna say, should we do a synchronized wah-ah-ah?
Sure. Okay. You wanna count me in for it?
Yeah.
This can remain in the episode.
No, I think leave it out. Leave it in, but we're not doing a synchronized wah.
Don't you love when he leaves it in while you're all whenever he leaves it in for me, you can always tell because I'm screaming wah.
It's been a while since anyone's left it in.
Can I make a challenge? Everyone who's of age and able and consenting with another consenting adult, the next time you're having a grown-up appointment, just surprise the other person with wah!
When they're zhuzhing?
When something's going down, then report back and let us know what happens. Don't explain it. Just say, "Sorry, that overcame me."
Would you try it with a significant other, or would you try it with a one time only?
I would probably. Are you asking me personally? I would probably more likely try it with a significant other.
Yeah, that because seems safer.
Yeah, I don't need the prank to turn back on me.
Yeah, unless you like don't ever, you know, it's one of those ones where it's like, I never want to do this again. And then that's just your move to get out of it.
Well, the problem with that is then everyone's going to be like, anytime I come up ever again, he's going to be like, "Yeah, I hooked up with that guy." And he was all like, "Wah!" Once. So it has to be just the right person.
Well, I mean, what do you think they say right now when they say, "Well, one time I hooked up with that guy"?
They say, and he was a delight and a joy, and he was very kind and sweet and fun and funny and just the perfect person, really.
I love that.
So, like, I don't, like, all of that's great, but I don't mean the one more thing of wah!
Yeah,
that,
no, you
that
don't.
Could
you
tip
don't,
the scales.
You don't want to be the wah girl.
Yeah. Do you think you've ever had a hookup where it has drastically changed the narrative of how people describe you?
I don't think
like,
so.
Have you ever bled all over somebody?
Does you know that's happened to me twice.
From which orifice?
Twice I've been making out with a guy and he got a nosebleed.
He gave
and
you
it
that.
Bled all over.
Okay.
Well. It was not fun. I was kind about it. I was like, "Oh, it's no big deal. Here's a rag."
Here's a rag.
And then I cauterized the nose with my weed lighter.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, "Here's a rag."
Here's a rag. Heard of her?
Heard of her? Corey, happy day.
It's going to be a good week, you know?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Well, bitch, I have a vaccination appointment.
Wow.
Yeah, true. Yes.
Okay. When she sticks it in,
I should try it on. Why is it got to be a she? I can get a he.
Because I find women to be more qualified to do anything. So that's true.
True.
Did you see the tweet where somebody was like, oh, I went to my vaccination appointment and they put down the needle next to me and she went away for a second. So I thought it was supposed to, I was supposed to put it in me myself.
No,
and then she
came
back and she was like, could you do that? Would you do that?
No, I feel like that's something my dad would honestly do. My dad's going to love this story when I text it to him later.
I could never. But I guess people be doing that with their like, insulin?
Oh, EpiPen?
Sure.
Insulin?
Is an EpiPen full of insulin?
Those are different things.
Okay, science.
I've just never injected myself. One time when I was in college, I was friends with a nursing major and she was all, can I practice drawing your blood? And I was like, absolutely not.
Okay, vampire.
I was like, this doesn't seem legal at all.
Was she giving you spooky ooky?
I was like,
Count Chocula of the West Circle.
I was like, there must be some sort of dummy arm you can do. Like, I took a sports medicine class in college, and like,
that's why she asked you. You're looking like a dummy arm.
I learned the mouth. I do got good veins, but I learned that mouth to mouth on a dummy when I was in college. So there must be like an arm. Hello, nursing majors, let us know. There must be like a dummy arm that you get to inject and practice.
Well,
or don't they like?
I remember on a cucumber, probably.
No. I feel like I remember. Were they doing it on like a chicken breast, maybe a steak meat of some sort?
I don't know.
God, I had a nightmare the other day that this girl that I went to high school with showed up and she was like dragging all this horse meat around.
What? Is that like the that one video with Cola Scola where he's like something? When I saw her walk dragging that dead horse through the restaurant, I thought something about that isn't right.
I mean, a little bit. It was literally the most random person from high school that I haven't thought about or seen. It wasn't even like a friend of mine, and she just showed up in my dream with a bag full of horse meat.
She was going to a horse meat disco, perhaps. Have you been?
I haven't, but I would love to go to a disco once I'm fully vaccinated. Catch me at the disco.
Once you're a vaccinated bottom back on the streets.
Oh, God. We're already going back to that?
I don't know. Hey, guess who got vaccinated but then died?
The prince.
Unrelated to the vaccine, though. Let's just clarify that. But I did see people being like, blink, blink. He died as soon as he got the vaccine. I want to be like, baby, he's 99. Mm. Honey, did he not look like he had been dead for a couple of years?
I don't even know. I didn't know who this person was.
He was a prince.
He's married to the queen.
Was he a prince? I don't know. He was married to the queen. They were cousins. So let's establish that first.
Okay, wait, what?
I read that they got married or they met or something when she was 13 and he was 18. So not only do we have incest, not only do we have pedophilia.
Is this all real?
Yes, baby. I am telling you what. But
why
racist.
Was she?
It's like,
why was she the queen but he wasn't the king?
He was the consort.
I know nothing. I don't watch The Crown.
Neither do I.
I don't know anything about this. If one more gay tells me to watch The Crown, my dad's telling me to watch The Crown.
Is your dad gay? Is this your way of telling us?
No, and then they're all like, oh, you should watch The Crown. Oh, the first season's really slow. Okay, well, that's not going to hook me, sis.
Well, you know, I feel nothing. This is another example of like, British royalty and me not giving a fuck and the world just like caring.
I don't know nothing.
I could not care less about the royal situation. How are people still falling for that? That's even like a legitimate system. Like, why are y'all acting like you have to like answer to it?
I literally know nothing of it. I don't know who's in charge of what. I know that when we went to London, baby, we saw the Buckingham Palace, and I assume that's where the Queen lives.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all it. I remember. That's all I know.
Well, he's dead, and the Queen is ready for her hot girl summer. She's about to live it up.
Oh my God.
She's ready to pop it like it's what?
Do you think she's going to get remarried?
I don't know.
Does
she have any other cousins? I don't know.
That
is some white people shit. If I had to claim anything was white people shit, it's
kissing cousins.
It's well, straight white people shit. Then there you go.
Hey, I mean, listen, if you're not going to watch The Crown, then maybe you should watch Pig Royalty on Discovery Plus.
Hey,
speaking of Crown,
are they a sponsor or something? Why?
No, bitch, I was just trying to think of what I did last week. And let me tell you about
Pig Royalty
on Discovery Plus.
It's about
two rival pig breeding families.
Hell yeah.
And they take their pigs to pig shows, and then all their kids were all raising pigs, and they're all bragging about ribbons and trophies, and they're all like, oh, they got special pig feed that really makes their pigs sleek and slender and hot, and our pigs are trash.
Is Ricky Dillon a participant of this show? You know he has a pig.
Does he?
He could very well be a guest star. How do we connect these dots?
Well, I think it was already filmed. Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely was, because they're wearing masks in the episode, although no one's covering their nose. And it's very frustrating to watch.
Well, you know, anybody that is in a pig breeding environment, I would imagine, does not have the best protocol for COVID. I'm getting vibes. Sorry, no offense to the pig community, but like I'm getting vibes if that's like the main focus.
Well, listen, one of the families has a foreign exchange student that like comes to live with them. And imagine thinking you're coming to America and you end up on this little pig farm. And now suddenly you have to breed pigs and you have to show the pigs for the chance to win a belt buckle.
I have to say that's the most American version of exchange program you could have gotten. What are you talking about?
How are you like phoning home or writing letters back home and just saying, well, today I showed a pig and got a belt buckle.
I hope he's having the time of his life, this international pig style.
One of the kids' names is Nugget, and I think that's his real name.
Jesus. Okay, so it's on what now?
Pig Royalty on Discovery Plus. Listen, okay. My friends, like our neighbors had come over. They were like flipping through our Netflix, and you know how sometimes it says like watch again, and they saw that I had watched a cat documentary about show cats. So I think I'm just very into documentaries and shows about show animals. Is that my genre?
Well, have you seen
what
Best in Show?
Oh, well, of course, okay, but that's scripted. That's scripted. I'm over.
Well, it's not scripted. It's improv.
It's scripted.
Well, it's loosely storified.
You're loosely storified. Gotcha. Burn.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I watched a few flicks this week, Corey.
Oh, I saw one on, I don't remember, where was it, Twitter or Discord?
I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit, or was that last week? Have I already discussed
this? Yeah, that
this?
One you told me about.
Okay, are you sure I told you? Did we discuss the WB Frog has a cameo? Because I wrote that down.
We
I
talked
thought Corey
about
needs to know about it.
I know the... Wait, are you talking about Space Jam? Doesn't the WB Frog have a cameo in Space Jam
I don't
also?
Know, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit I loved and the WB Frog had a cameo.
Yeah, I told you. I watched it when my brother and I had chicken pox. I know I told this story.
Okay. Well, then I also watched Moulin Rouge.
Listen...
Let's talk about it. This is
the
elephant in the room.
You know how I feel. I saw people on Twitter, or maybe it was the Discord, and they were all, oh, Corey's going to say he saw it 10 years ago. And I
Corey,
thought,
have you seen it?
I thought, you don't know me, because you know if you knew me, you would know I hate actors singing.
Oh, so have you seen it?
In college, my sophomore year, we were trying to watch it in my friend's dorm once, and I fell asleep because I thought it was terrible.
Okay, let me tell you. Here's what you need to do. You need to take an edible.
No, I don't want to see you and McGregor sing. I don't want to see Nicole Kidman sing.
I was not on board, okay? I have resisted this. We are on the 20th year anniversary of this movie coming out. I just looked it up. It came out in 2001. For some reason, culturally, I missed it forever. Like, there was my one memory of it ever being an option to watch. There, we were having a drama club lock-in, which is like you stay in, like, locked in the high school and there's activities all around the high school.
I would have gotten to do that. They only, like, cool high school TV shows got to actually do lock-ins, and
Well, one of the activities of the lock-in was movie night in the auditorium, and everyone was watching Moulin Rouge. Well, I distinctly remember passing on participating in that activity because I was following around a boy that night and who was straight. But anyway, so I missed Moulin Rouge, and culturally I never saw it. I didn't understand the hype. I realized that like people were into it, but I just never learned what it was about. I vaguely knew they sang like some like
Elton John.
Yes, other songs. It's a jukebox musical, you know? So I thought that, ugh, like, I don't want to watch that.
Holy moly. I can picture
it was incredible, Corey. It was incredible. It was incredible. I was stoned out of my mind, but it was incredible.
Well, bitch, I get stoned out of your mind to watch Pig Royalty if you want to see something incredible. I just, like, I can close my eyes and see that scene of, like, Ewan McGregor singing on the rooftop with
that's
the, like,
all I knew about it. That's all.
Yeah. So, and I just don't want it. Like, and one of my friends,
Corey, I'm
like,
telling you, shush.
We
had the same perception of it, of just that scene of Ewan McGregor singing. And I thought, well, how could they turn that into a movie? I don't want to watch that. Oh, honey, there's so much more.
I just get frustrated too, because one of my friends is like wet for Ewan McGregor and she thinks he's so it, and I just think he's not for me, and I don't want to hear him sing.
What do you want to hear Nicole Kidman sing?
No, I want to hear singers sing.
You like singers?
I want to hear singers sing.
Singers singing? Well, baby, there's some singers in this musical.
Are there? It's yeah. like, do I want to hear Anne Hathaway singing Les Mis? No. Do I want to hear Hugh?
That. It was.
Do
it was
I want to hear
that.
Hugh Jackman singing in The Greatest Showman? No. I want to hear singers sing.
I hear you physically. I'm just telling you.
And then the Academy just gets wet.
Cultural moment. And let me tell you the reasons why I loved it.
Look at this actor singing. Let's give him an award. No. Not for me. Not today.
Okay.
Well, that's how Sue sees it.
It was fun. It was flashy. It was.
Did it come with a seizure warning?
No.
Well, I hope it wasn't that flashy then.
But I do. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I don't know what you're saying. In fact.
So anyway. The reason I loved it is because if you take an edible, it's visually very beautiful and stunning, and the cinematography is always
is always
giving you something fun, a quirky like ankle. Have you ever had a quirky ankle?
No, just quirky cankles.
Oh.
Well, those pigs and pig royalty had some quirky ankles.
Okay. Well, Moulin Rouge does visually give you that cinematography of the quirky ankles.
Are you purposely saying cinematography?
No.
No. What Oscars did it win?
Apparently it won.
Did it win cinematography?
I think it won. So I tweeted, like, why did nobody tell me about Moulin Rouge? And somebody was like, oh, it just casually won 11 Oscars or something. I was like, wait, really? Did I miss the hype? Did I log out for the year? Like, I missed all of the awards that it possibly could have won.
I just remember, like, my sophomore year of college, I think it was my freshman year. It was like Friends when I was friends with your sister before I knew you. And in the dorms, they would have different, not like in the auditoriums, like in our dorm rooms, our friends would have like different themed movie nights. And I think one of the nights they were like, Ewan McGregor movie night. And I showed up and I thought, well, I don't want to watch any of these.
Well, I was
just there for the popcorn.
Hey, it was nominated for Best Cinematography. There you have it.
Did it win?
No, but it won Best Costume Design, Best Art Direction.
Did Ewan or Nicole win anything?
She was nominated for Best Actress.
God, that's what I said. They give one actress, if she can hit a note, they're suddenly wet for it.
It was nominated for a Grammy. She won... Or no, it won Best Original Score Golden Globe. It won Best Motion Picture Golden Globe. He got nominated for Best Golden Globe. She won Best Golden Globe Actress.
You know, you win an Oscar, you buy a Golden Globe, is what they say, which is exactly how Gaga got hers.
Oh, I didn't know that. So what's the budget? Can we get one for Psychobabble? Do they have a podcast yeah. category?
They probably do, but I don't think we could afford it.
Okay, well, can we crowdfund it? Hey, you guys.
And if you can't afford it, then I guess I'm going to
steal it. Hey, so you need to watch it. I loved it. I would say it was groundbreaking, life-changing, identity-affirming for me. Had I seen it in high school, it would have been my favorite movie, period.
Well, that's why I said you love dumb movies. You love Les Mis. You love the Moulin Rouge.
Also, separately, I thought that this movie came out, okay, Moulin Rouge, and then popping up in pop culture was this, like, this visual of Moulin Rouge, and then separately, the song Moulin Rouge was a collab by these women, artists,
who were, like... Are you talking about Lady Marmalade?
Yes, Lady Marmalade. That was kind of like riding the wave of the imagery of the moment. This was like a hot vibe, energy, visual. And I didn't realize. So there I was watching Moulin Rouge, and there's a scene that looks identical to the music video, Lady Marmalade. And I said, oh my God, that music video is from this movie. It's not just like coincidental that they came out around the same time. This was like, it's like Lady Marmalade was to Moulin Rouge as I Believe I Could Fly was to Space Jam. Like, it was a movie in the soundtrack.
It's called a soundtrack, honey.
I didn't realize.
Well, welcome to the early 2000s.
And then Did you know Moulin Rouge is a cover?
Yeah.
Gitchy Gitchy Yaya.
Yes.
Mocha Chocolata.
Creole, baby. That's what they say.
Well, and now you know.
I do know. Speaking of Oscar movies, do you know any of the Oscar nominated movies for this year?
No, baby.
I don't either.
I don't watch anything that is from this. What's this?
Era.
It's a century, I think. I've only been watching, I have the years written down from the movies I watched this week. 1988, 2001, 1993, 1996. I also watched Joe's Apartment. Have you seen it?
Isn't it about cockroaches that come alive?
Yes.
Wait, there was...
My boyfriend was like, we should rent it. It's great. I used to watch it all the time. I was like, okay, it costs $3. Is it going to be worth it? And it was not worth it.
There were toys of these cockroaches that my mom and dad bought us. And I remember me and my brothers each had one. And it was like a freaking big old G.I. Joe kind of cockroach moment. And
it was gross. It was like a movie for straight boys.
Yeah, and they're just like cockroaches, like smoking cigarettes and eating pizza and like vacuuming.
They're like gross, disgusting slobs. And Jerry O'Connell moves from Iowa to New York City and he gets the worst apartment in town and he has to cohabitate with these cockroaches so that he can afford, because it's the only rent he can afford.
Did people always mix up Jerry O'Connell and Brendan Fraser?
I sure didn't, but Brendan Fraser used to be really hot. Him in The Mummy or whatever.
You, bitch, you loved a butt cut. You loved the center part.
Jerry O'Connell was also very hot.
Jerry O'Connell, there was one other that they always mixed up.
I don't know. Was it?
I don't either. What happened to them now? Didn't one marry Rebecca Romaine?
I feel like Jerry O'Connell, he guest hosted an episode of Wendy Williams? No, of Wendy Williams, I believe. And it was like terrible.
Your Wendy Williams knowledge never ceases to impress me.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, I think.
I just don't know how you've got so much of it.
I don't know. She really infiltrated my brain and I don't even watch the program. So I don't know.
Not program. So I finally pulled the trigger and watched Drag Race Holland.
Oh.
And baby, let me tell you.
Tell me.
If I could get my 10 hours back,
I
would take it.
Well, there you have it.
Listen, I would say a very talented, deserving winner. Overall, it's just so funny because I'm like, obviously the people who shat all over Jeffrey Boyer Chapman as the host of Drag Race Canada didn't watch the host of Drag Race Holland because it was nearly unbearable most of the time. I just don't understand why they make these people be like cookie cutters of Rue. Like, can't you be your own multifaceted gay self and like host something?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It was... I don't know. I didn't love it. I didn't love it.
Paul didn't love it.
There I said it. I would, if you watched it and you're on the Discord, let's have a conversation. But anyway, are you excited for the real Drag Race finale?
Jesus Christ. It hasn't happened yet. It's still not even going to happen this week. Oh, there's a reunion this Friday.
What else do we have to do? Finale.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Nothing, really.
All these people complaining about it being so long. I'm like, what do you have to do? And if you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. The good news is they put TV online for you to watch whenever you want these days.
You can watch Pig Royalty.
You can mute terminology on Twitter. You can tell your friends not to spoil it for you. And then you can watch it at your own leisure.
And there you have it. And that's how Sue sees it.
That is really how she sees it. I'm still, all I wanted to say was, I would be very, very happy to see Simone or Gottmik win.
That's damn, how you I really feel. You really just took back your rosé.
I misspoke.
I mean, for all the times I've ever done a double win, this would have actually been deserved for a double win.
Please let it be a double win.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Gottmik is going to win, and then Simone and Gigi Good are both going to come back for an All-Stars, and it's going to be...
A double crowning?
No, it's going to be like a... That's going to be a through line, is that they're like from the same drag house, and then they're sisters. Because I think they both would really... I think they both would come back, but I don't know if Gottmik would. I think Gottmik...
Are you kidding? Gottmik's been saying how much she loves...
Oh yeah, you know what?
There
right,
and how
right,
she like
right.
doesn't even want to go home and how she wants to live in the workroom.
You know what? I take it back. You're right. I just kind of get the vibe that Gottmik is hugely successful outside of Drag Race and doesn't necessarily need Drag Race as a vehicle. Like Gottmik did. I keep discovering little things Gottmik did and does outside of Drag Race that like is not that talked about. Like for example, when Lil Nas X did drag. Gottmik did the entire look for Lil Nas X. Like, I think Gottmik has a very successful makeup career within the Hollywood world, and now within the drag world. So I don't know. It's like, if you come back to Drag Race, you want to come back and somehow maintain the likability or like continue. You can either go up or down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know if she has any further up to go from the edit, if that makes sense.
I'm hoping for a double crowning. I think this is just like the previous season where I really enjoyed the final three so much. And I was like super happy that Jada won, but then devastated that Crystal and Gigi didn't. And I think this is how I'm going to feel for either Simone or Gottmik, because I do really enjoy them both so much.
Well, and there you have it.
That's it. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Sometimes you get second place on a reality show.
Honey, sometimes you get third. And sometimes you have to come back for a third time.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, Pam. Any other news with you, Corey Cool? I saw that you hit 300 days running in a row. Congratulations.
I did. Oh my God, I'm down to the last 65. My goal was to run every day for a year. And
I think also in life, you're down to the last 65.
I think so too.
How old are you?
36.
Oh yeah, if you'll be lucky with the last 65.
I got another 29 years to go.
You'll be much older than the... Prince of whatever the hell.
Oh God. My family lives for a long time. One time I saw a palm reader when I was in college and she was all, "Oh, your lifeline is so long." She was like, "Everyone in your family lives forever, but don't do drugs and kill yourself." Ooh. And I was like, "Okay, I guess I won't." She was like, "Otherwise."
Cut two.
She was like, "Otherwise, you'll live to be 100." And I thought, "All right, I guess I'll live to be 100."
Okay. Well, okay. Hey, so EDC Vegas is happening next month. Is that not bonkers?
May.
Oh, God. So all of these festivals kept getting pushed back. Like all the ones that we got tickets for last year were like obviously delayed for a year. And we're like, okay, well, we'll reschedule for next year. Maybe it'll get pushed back. Like all the other ones keep getting pushed. It just got announced that EDC Vegas, which is like one of the biggest ones that you can go to in America, is not getting pushed back, is proceeding next month with, I guess, CDC protocols. I don't know how they're going to regulate it or anything like that. And I'm a little bit conflicted because I feel, well, not a little bit, a lot of it. I'm like, if you're vaccinated and you're fully vaccinated and blah, 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 and you're wearing a mask in large group settings, blah, 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 like... At what point does it stop being subjective of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate? And it just feels weird to start to see large group events where how do you regulate who is vaccinated and who's not and who can get a ticket and who can't? And not even just like ticketed events, but like weddings and this and that. It's like, how do you even, I think we are inching toward a very touchy moment where, because we have never had anything other than like subjective opinions of what's appropriate for group settings, it's like, how will anybody judge what you can and can't do? I'm a little bit conflicted about it.
I'm right there with you. It's like even seeing some of the stuff that's like opened back in the city, I'm like, can we just have the little bit of like breathing room to like, because it's like right now, like I'm not vaccinated. Like I said, I'm getting my first shot this week. And it's like seeing other friends and seeing people who are, and it's like they're ready to like bounce back to normal. And I'm not there yet. And I think it's okay. And I think I'm just concentrating on myself. But yeah, like how do you determine what's okay as far as like those huge events? IDK.
I really DK.
I really DK. Are they going to like check to see if people are vaccinated, or is it like if you're not and you get sick, it's your fault?
I don't know. I'm going to look into like what their protocol is. Hey, oh my God. So separately, I'm working on audio alerts for my Twitch channel, and I thought you would appreciate the latest one that is in development. You know the video? You know the video of the little girl who farts and she's scared?
It sounds familiar.
Little girl fart scared. Let me just Google it for reference.
Is this like the panda sneezing that everyone loved?
No, she like farts, but she like is vlogging. And so she's like, did you guys hear that? I'm scared. I don't know what
Yeah. I know that. Okay, now would you give more context? Like, that's not like a little girl. That's like a fucking teen.
I would say she's six. She's six and she farts.
Listen, I don't know the difference. As long as it's like, I know when it's a newborn. Other than that, I'm like, you could be three or you could be 11.
Well,
we
recently remixed Gaga doing this.
Shit on it. Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping.
Okay. Which I've loved for Twitch. It's a great little alert. But this next one is this. I thought you would appreciate. So, you know, a lot of great things are happening over on Twitch. We're busy.
That's what I imagine goes on in your head at a circuit party.
Did you guys hear that? I'm scared.
That's you. That's why you go get water for the group so that you can crop dust and make your own sneaky beat.
Ew. crop dust to the beat. Okay.
Like, all right, sounds good.
Not now. Okay,
but
cool.
Been out of the game for a year, ready to create your own sneaky beat.
The last thing I had to say was, did you see Demi debuted at number 2?
No, I mean, that's why is that? I think that's good. I saw that, but I didn't think it was bad.
And I'll tell you why it was bad. It's good. Because, like, it's good, but she was blocked by Justin Bieber, and it's like his. It's not even his debut week. It's like so. In their difference was like 400 or 500 copies. So like how. Scooter Braun, how are you managing both of those artists and you didn't like consciously try to get your other artist who needs the number one who to get 500 more copies? It's just a little bit sloppy management. That's all I was thinking.
Do we
about.
Think he's a good manager by any means?
I don't know. I have no opinion. I know Swifties have a thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it was number 2 and I thought, okay, good job.
Well, it reminded me of, didn't remember when Pentatonix beat Demi for a number 1 album debut?
I do remember that.
By 500 copies. So it's like deja vu, honey.
She could buy those herself.
Like who?
Like Ariana Grande's dad. All right. If you have anything else to say, I gotta go get my run in this morning.
Oh, you got the runs in?
Oh, no, I'm just ready. I'm just like the chicks, ready to run.
Okay. Today I'm getting my office remodeled.
I was gonna say it didn't look like your desk was on the different wall yet.
Today is the day. They're coming. And I hope they don't open my closet door in my office because it's 70 wigs.
Well, who cares?
Or I hope they do. Live your life.
Put on a mask, put on glasses, put on a wig and answer the door.
Bonjour. Hey.
It's buongiorno.
I actually believe it's cinematography.
Yes. Okay. There we go.
Thank you. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me not watching the Moulin Rouge, but you can find me watching episode 2 of Pig Royalty on Discovery Plus.
With the badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge. Get you. You know, that, when she said that, I felt that.
Yeah. She can make a Sprite can disappear in her mouth.
Who?
Little Kim.
Okay. Strange, but okay. Is it one of those those slender cans? The like mini cans? Girl.
Yeah, it's like a Mick Ultra can.
We were super stoned the other night and we realized that our biggest enemy, me and my boyfriend, our biggest enemy is sober me. And so we had to like, because we were going through my kitchen and like, we have nothing in here to snack on. All the only Diet Cokes in here are the mini Diet Cokes. Sober me has had too much control over what lives in the house.
Would you call it your inner sober tour?
Inner sober tour. Yes. I think that is it.
Share that with him and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
My inner sober tour.
I saw somebody say, what do you call like when you hate men but you love cock? Somebody said it was cognitive dissonance. Like cognitive dissonance.
Mm.
Do you ever have cognitive dissonance?
Mm-hmm. For the last year.
Okay, cool.
Good. Tyler, where can people find you? Playing fart noises on Twitch?
You know it. Twitch.tv/TyToyOakley, bitch. You get with the Twitch, honey.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys hear that? I'm scared.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Okay. Wow. It keeps going.
It's only 18 seconds
that
for the girls.
That felt like 30 seconds.
Well, fuck off. Okay. Have a good life. We'll see you next week.
Love you.
Later.